We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg once again, who's unfortunately out sick. Joining me for this half hour, we have Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, PJ.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. It's a good day to do some construction work outside.
It is. It's definitely starting to warm up. It's nice weather, so I like it.
Absolutely.
And I don't work in anything that's below my age. So if it's below my age, I don't work. That's my rule. So it's got to be 38 or better for me to work outside.
I was
going to
say, you got to go up north to find those kind of temperatures.
And every year that goes up one. So every year it goes up one. So
I see. All right.
I like the warm weather.
All right. Well, talk to me a little bit about the construction business. Now, you've been doing this since you were 5. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, to be honest, I didn't even know you had that over there in your notes. I don't tell many people that because a lot of people just blow it off and don't believe me. But so I just tell people like I've been doing it my whole life. But the reality is I was homeschooled. So my homeschooling was working with my dad every day. And so I worked with my dad up until I was like 16. And then I left. I went to work for another company for a couple of years. And when I was 18, I started this business. And it's all I've ever done.
That's awesome.
So I worked for this other guy, Tommy Tripp, and I worked for him for 2 years. And then I worked with my dad as a child, you know. And then I've had this company since I was 18. So other than the 2 years I worked for Tommy, I've done it my entire life.
I was little, and my dad was a home builder as well. And he'd always had me on the construction site. And my job was always to pick up the nails and do the real small tasks that I couldn't mess up.
Oh, no. Our dad, so there's 7 of us brothers. Our dad made us do everything. So we were roofing, sheetrocking. We did it all.
Oh, wow.
So we were pretty much his whole crew. So I have done it my entire life. And then about 12 years ago, I got into the flooring business, which I've always done flooring anyways. But we started home remodeling originally. So originally in 2005, I started doing home remodeling. And I was only in business for about, I would say, maybe 6 months. And, you know, it was just me. So I didn't have anybody working for me. And then Hurricane Ivan hit. And then there was so much work that it was easy for me to stay busy. And then I hired more people. And then from there, it kind of grew into what it is today. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I enjoy doing it. I get up every day. I like going to work. I like working with my guys. I've got a really good crew that works with me. You know, and it's a team I've built over the last 22 years. And a lot of people will ask me, they'll be like, hey, how do you find good workers? Or how do you find guys to work for you? And the reality is it takes a long time, right? It takes a long time to build a team out. So we have built our team over the course of the last 22 years. And some of these guys have been only 8, 9, 10, 12 years. But we may have, you know, we may find one good guy this year. And that's the reality of this business, right? We may hire 15 people and we find that one good guy that we like and we want to keep for a long time and he stays with us for a long time. And that may be 1 out of 20, right? Mm-hmm. And so it takes a long time to really get a good team built out. And I feel like we have that. So we kind of break all of our guys down to different crews. So like our flooring store, we have 3 trucks that run out of there. They're all, you know, so 3 different crews that run out just doing flooring. And then we have a sheetrock crew that just does sheetrocking. We have a couple paint crews that just do, you know, painting. Mm. And then we have 3 maintenance crews that just do maintenance and repairs. And then we have a carpentry crew that does framing and trim. And we break it down like that so that each truck knows exactly what they're going in to do, what their piece is. And they do it on a consistent basis. And so they get better at it, but they get more efficient at it too. So that we're able to offer affordable pricing.
Yeah, and with you being local and being in business as long as you have, I'm sure that people know you. They want to come work for you, right?
Right. And so we do. We get people that reach out to us, good and bad. And we just got to pick through them, you know. Mm-hmm. But we do. We get a lot of people that reach out to us, and vice versa. We reach out to contractors, right? If I see another contractor that's, you know, building a lot of house or doing good, then I'll reach out to him and be like, hey, you know, we offer flooring service for contractors, and how can we work together? How can I help your business? Because I'm all about, like, I want to get business from other contractors, but I want to help them too. I want it to be a two-way street, and that's how I've always been since I've been in business. So if I'm working for somebody else, I want to add something to them as well.
Absolutely.
And I feel like that's how it should be.
Yeah. So what areas do you serve?
Right. So our store is on Palafox Street. It's right up at Palafox and 9 Mile. It's at 9320 North Palafox. So from there, we kind of branch out. And so we can, you know, we're very centrally located. So we can hit Cantonment pretty easy. We can go down Blue Angel, get to Perdido Key. We can go out Highway 90, hit Pace, Milton, and then we jump on the interstate and we can hit all of Gulf Breeze and Navarre area. So the way we kind of try to, you know, locate our store is more centrally located rather than open up multiple stores. We just have one store that's centrally located, and from there we can branch out and we serve all of Pensacola and the surrounding area.
Mm-hmm. And so it's a store and a showroom.
Right.
So people can go and take a look at samples and figure out what they want to do.
So we actually have a 6,000 square foot showroom with all of our samples. So we have, you know, vinyl plank and wood and carpet and tile, pretty much anything. So you can come in there and pick out what you want. We also have a good selection of like paint colors. So a lot of people can come in there and try to match paint with their flooring samples. And then we encourage people to take it home and look at it, because you can come into our showroom and look at it, but it never looks the same as it does like when you take it to your house, right? Like I can look at something in my showroom and then I take it outside and look at it in the sunlight and it's going to look like two different colors. And the same thing's going to happen when you take it home and you put it in your house under your lighting, but also your wall color, your cabinets, your furniture, all those things will play into it. And a piece of flooring that you may love in our store, you may take home and it may not match your cabinets well or may not match your furniture well. Mm-hmm. So we encourage people to come by, take a look at our samples, pick out what you like, take it home with you, look at it, schedule an estimate while you're in the store, and then I can come out, do the estimate, pick the samples up, and take them back to the store for you.
Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction, our guest, 437-1620 if you have any questions. We do have one, must have been your comment about the hurricanes. Does Jonathan's do hurricane shutters? And do you recommend or do screens work?
Right. So we can put hurricane shutters up. It's not really something we specialize in doing, to be honest. We have done it before on like houses that we're doing like renovations and remodels and things like that. It'd be something we'd be happy to come out and take a look at for you, but it's not something that we specialize in. And I say that because as much as we don't mind doing it and we're happy to do it, sometimes if you find a company that specializes in just hurricane shutters, sometimes you can get a better deal, right, than you can get from us, because the same with us is they may be set up for it more efficient than we are. So I always encourage people on things like that that we're not necessarily do every day, like, hey, get a price from us, but shop it. As because if there's a company out there that just does hurricane shutters every day, they might be able to give you a lot better deal than we can give you on it. And we always want our customers to get the best price possible.
Mm-hmm. And they could shop for the hurricane shutter maybe and have you install it. Is that a possibility?
Right. So we can install it. So that's always a possibility. Yes.
Okay. We do have another question for you. Do you have a brand of vinyl plank that you recommend? And then they say not Shaw.
Right. Okay. So actually I do. So like I said, we have a showroom over on Palo Fox, and I just want to say, if you don't get your question on air today, you can always call us afterwards or call our store, 850-332-5905. So actually I'm a big supporter of the Southwind brand. So I would say like 60% of what I sell is Southwind. Now, saying that, we offer, you know, Shaw, and we offer Mohawk and King and Boltman and pretty much everybody. We have all over our showroom. In my opinion, I think you get the best quality for the money from Southwind. So I sell a lot of their products. But with that being said, we also have a lot of other great reps that have good products and good prices too. Sometimes I feel like the big name companies like Shaw and Mohawk, you're paying for that name. That's what I feel like. I can look at a piece of Shaw floor. I can look at a piece of, you know, Southwind floor. I can get a piece from one of our reps like Gene and look at his floor next to everybody else's. And essentially, it's all the same flooring. So what you're really paying for is that brand name on it. And a lot of flooring is made overseas these days. So most of the flooring is being made in the same, you know, 8 factories, right? Everybody's floor is being made there and shipped here. All you're paying for is that brand name to it. And Southwind has built up a pretty big brand name. And so we get a really good product at a good price. And I'm a fan of their products.
Okay, wonderful. So another question for you here. Does vinyl plank work for outside decking if it does it fade easily?
So that's going to come down to the UV rating on it. So all the different vinyl plank has different UV ratings. So depending on what the UV rating is and how much protection it has on it, the reality is any product is going to fade. I don't care if you get a Trex deck board and put it out there in your deck, it's going to fade over time because the sun is just brutal, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're that way as humans. You get a tattoo, it's going to fade in the sun because the sun is very powerful. But if you get a good vinyl plank with a good UV rating, then it should hold up for a good period of time, a long period of time. And depending on how your deck is positioned in the sun, you know, if it's east or west, depending on how much sun it gets, it can play into that too. But I will say that anytime you're doing something like outdoors like that, I would do like maybe a full glue down vinyl plank. I wouldn't do like a snap and lock if you have a concrete deck, because the floating floor probably not going to hold up to weather outside and humidity and things like that. Mm-hmm. It's good.
And so you do decking. You mentioned Trex. Do you work with like TimberTech and all the different companies for decking materials?
We do. So we build a lot of different decks, and we use wood a lot, and we use Trex and a couple different products that we offer. And they're all good. So it just depends on your house, your situation, what product fits best for you and your budget. But we do all sorts of decking, fencing, you know, siding, windows, doors, pretty much entire exterior and interior remodeling is what we specialize mm-hmm. in.
And would you recommend like a Trex product over, say, having a wood deck?
So that's where it comes down to, like, people ask me that question, and believe it or not, it's a very hard question to answer, because it really does come down to the house, where they're located, how much sun they're getting, because I'm a fan of Trex boards, right? And so we have used them for a lot of decks. But what I have seen is, depending on where your deck is located, if it's on a coastal area and how much sun it's getting, is one, the Trex deck boards can fade. And also, if it's getting a lot of sun, I've seen them warp, like the sun actually warped the Trex deck boards, especially like the edges. You have to be really careful with the edges, not to have it overhang the deck too much like we do with wood, because I've seen the edges on the Trex curl up when it's getting a sun for a long period of time, right? Mm-hmm. So it really does kind of come down to your house and where it's positioned and what's going to last the most there, right? But over time, I definitely think the Trex is a good way to go.
Okay. And then you can help with the railings and the lighting and all that kind of stuff too?
Right. So we do, obviously, like, we do a complete job. So we do railing and lighting and stuff like that. When it comes to like things like lighting, we have an electrician that we sub it out to. So we're going to bring them in to wire those in for you. Mm-hmm. But we can handle, as far as, you know, we're contracted and we will handle them coming in and doing it and making sure it's all put together right.
And that is a benefit of going with you too, that you just mentioned about having different vendors that you work with, those subcontractors that you can bring in, so they can start with you and you can do a lot of the work, but then for the areas that, you know, you might need a little assistance, you can bring those people in for them.
Right. So we do, as far as all of our mechanicals, like our plumbing, electrical, AC and roofing, we sub those items out. But most of those times we have contracts we've been working with for a long period of time that we have good relationships with and we get good pricing from.
Okay. Another question for you on the text line, 437-1620. Are you able to keep your costs down and be economical as well as maintain good quality and a good product? Sometimes people say cheaper is not always better. How does that play into the services you offer?
Right. So we offer a variety of products, right? And I think you're going to find that with most all your flooring stores. So we have cheaper products all the way up to more expensive products. So depending on what your budget is and what you're looking for, that can vary quite a bit. I would say a lot of ways that we do to keep our price down is, one, we're a small company, right? So a lot of times you can find better pricing with small companies than you will find with the big box stores. And it's mostly because we care about our business. We're local. We care about it. We price shop. So we pay attention to those items at like some of your bigger box stores. And that gives us leverage to go to our reps or our factories and say, hey, you know, we can see this store selling it for this price. How do we compete with that? And we need a good deal on it. And for us, that may be buying in bulk. We do a lot of bulk buying. So a lot of the factories will come to us, like Southwind, for instance, like I sell so much of their product. And they say, okay, well, if you buy, you know, X number square foot, I can bring your price down to this. And so we do a lot of bulk buying. Like all of our pad for our carpet, we buy by the 18-wheeler load. That's the only way that we can be competitive. And it is a big investment for us, but we know that we're going to get through that product and use it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I can buy, you know, say I can go to one of my factories and say, okay, I'm going to buy 50,000 square feet of flooring. You put an order in for that, and then I can pull from it as I need it. But and then that way I can change the color. So if I have somebody come in and say, I want this color, I can pull from my 50,000 square feet that I've bought, but I can change the color to what that customer wants. So you will see a lot of stuff like that. And then, like I said, with our trucks being more efficient, our guys being more efficient, us being local on top of it, we're not paying like a district manager to run our store. Like most of these chain stores, they have, you know, a district manager, they got a store manager. Me and my wife and my brother were our store manager. So so the money that's going to us is also what they would pay to a store manager, right? Just a lot of things like that is what kind of keeps us very competitive, but we can still offer that same hometown local, you know, service.
Absolutely. And with it being a family-owned business, there certainly is a different touch that's taking with the customer as opposed to maybe being a corporate entity.
Right. And so we are looking at a quantity too. So necessarily we don't make like a lot of money off of a job, right? Which is why I have to constantly be selling work. Because say we may do a house and we make, you know, $500 to $1,000 a house possibly. We may do a house that we make $8,000 or $9,000 off of. But the majority of our work is probably going to be that lower side that we actually make in profit. So we may be at a 20% or 30% profit margin, and then we're gonna take all of our advertisement costs, our store out, you know, utilities, insurance, things like that. And we may be running, you know, a 10 to 12% net profit at the end of the year, which is very common for us. Mm-hmm. So we want to turn a lot of work. And that's where our money is made, is if we do a lot of houses. So it's a juggling act. It really is.
Yeah.
It's not as easy as people think.
So do you do like big jobs and small jobs? So if somebody just has like, say, a front door, a couple of windows and some carpeting, would you do that job too?
Right. So we actually like a lot of the small jobs because the small jobs, you can get in and out and you can do a lot of them. And most of the time you're going to make more money off the small jobs than you will the big jobs. Even though you, like you say, you may be remodeling a house and it's a 6-month job and it's going to pay $150,000, right? But the reality is spending 6 months remodeling a whole custom house, you're there so long, you could have done 30 or 40 small jobs that you made, you know, $1,000 a piece off of. So most of the time, we prefer the small jobs, but we like the big ones too.
Okay. Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction, our guest for this half hour, 437-1620. Question for you. I want to get my floors done, but I'm worried that I might have moisture issues and maybe even termites. If you take the job, would you be willing to do the whole scope of work? And are you licensed and insured?
Right. So not only are we licensed and insured, we carry a freestanding policy, so that covers our entire company. And then as far as our license, we don't just have a flooring license, we have a builder's license. So we're state certified building contractors. And we did that because we do so much home remodeling that, like, with the county anymore and the city especially, almost everything needs a permit now. So I don't care if you just do a front door, a lot of times it needs a permit. So we're state certified building contractors. We're fully licensed. When it comes to the flooring store, there's not many building contractors that are flooring contractors, right? But that does allow us to do all your things like your subfloor issues, your joists, you know, moisture barrier, things like that. And when you say you have termites and moisture, I'm going to guess it's an off-grade house. A lot of that moisture is probably coming up from under the house. And so a lot of times when we rip those subfloors out, we will put a moisture barrier on the ground under the house, and that will stop that moisture from getting to your subfloors, so it never rots them out to start with. Mm-hmm. And then we can fix the subfloors and then put new flooring down, yes.
Okay, and do you do free quotes?
So all of our quotes are free. Mm-hmm. And not only are they free, but we line item everything. So all of our quotes are free. They're all line itemed out. And so when I say line item, like when you get a quote from us, it's going to say, you know, like demo this much, dumpster, you know, purchase material, moisture barrier, you know, it's going to be the plywoods by the sheet, the joists. And we do that. So one, we know exactly what we're going there to do. We have a line item like, hey, this is our job. This is what we're doing. But it also lets our customers know, hey, this is exactly what I'm getting for my money. It's line itemed out. They can pick and choose and go through it. And we have a lot of customers that might come in and say, okay, well, I want to do these 10 items, but take these two off and I'm going to do them later. Or at least they can look through it and say, okay, I know exactly where I'm spending my money and what I'm getting for my money. So all of our quotes are free and they're all line item down.
If somebody's thinking about doing a project, what would sort of the lead time be from getting a quote to having your crew come out and do it?
So it depends on the project, right? But it depends on if we're talking about like remodeling an entire house or if we're just talking about putting flooring in. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, because like if we're going to go in there and redo your entire house, we may need 6 or 7 or 8 of our crews to do that. So we need 6 or 7 or 8 trucks free at one time or staggered out. And so it may be a little bit harder to get that scheduled in. And when I say a little bit hard, you may be 3 weeks to a month out for us to get started on that, right? If you're just putting flooring in your house, we only need one crew. We just need a flooring crew free for 2 days. So that's pretty easy for us to get. And so we might be able to put it in next week or say a 2-week lead time. So it just depends. And most of the time, even if you're doing like flooring and paint, that's still only 2 trucks. That's pretty easy to get scheduled in. We can send 2 painters in so they will go and do the painting. And see, so we will stagger our guys. Like when our painters are there, our flooring guys are at a different house, right? And when our flooring guys show up, the painter's at the next one. So we try to stagger them out. So most of the time, if it's smaller jobs like that, usually within 2 weeks, weeks we can get you scheduled in.
Okay, another question for you, 437-1620, 437-1620. Any recommendations on scratch-proof flooring, not carpet? We have a couple of big inside dogs that love to run and play.
Right. So, okay, so here's the thing about the flooring is all of it, you know, a lot of the vinyl plank is advertised as like scratch-proof. Or I've never seen a scratch-proof floor. You can scratch any floor. I think that's unrealistic to think that you're never going to be able to scratch it. But what you're looking for is how much acrylic finishes on top of the floor. That's what's most important. So whenever we buy flooring, like when we import it, we can look at the wear layer. So that's how much acrylic finish is put on top of the floor. That's going to start at a 0.5, so half a millimeter, and go to a 20 millimeter. So whenever you're looking at a floor and you know you have like a lot of dogs or high traffic area or a lot of kids, you want to look for a higher wear layer on your finish. And that's probably going to be more important than the thickness of the floor or the pad on the back or what the core is made out of or your locking system. The most important thing is going to be that wear layer. So if you have, you know, dogs and you're worried about scratches and things like that, you really need to look for like a 20 millimeter or higher. So like anytime we do commercial work, we have to have a minimum of a 20 millimeter wear layer. And then from there, we can go to a 28, and some companies even offer a 30. But residential, it can start at half a millimeter. Mm-hmm. So that's a big difference. So if you're looking at that 20 millimeter wear layer, it's going to hold up a lot better for scratches.
So you do residential, you also do commercial. Is there a certain space in the commercial world that you do flooring for, or do you do it for anybody?
Yeah. So we do it for anybody. We're actually doing a couple churches now. We just wrapped up a couple commercial jobs. Anything that goes on the floor, we pretty much do it.
Okay. You might have answered this question already, but I'll ask it again anyway. I live between Milton and Crestview. Do you cover this area?
Between Milton and Crestview, yeah, I would say we probably would. Crestview, we have done a couple jobs in Crestview, so we do take them out there. The only thing I tell people when people call and ask about Crestview is we don't want to get into a large job in Crestview. So we're licensed for the whole state, right? But we don't want to take on like a large remodel job in Crestview. And I say that because I don't feel like we'd be a good fit for you. We wouldn't be there and on top of your job daily like we like to be. But if it's just like putting flooring in or painting or things like that, then it's something we can come out doing and, you know, get done in a couple of days, and we'd be happy to do it. In fact, we actually did a big pain management clinic in Crestview talking about commercial. But it was something we was able to go in there. We got the whole job done in a week, painted it, took the wallpaper down, new floors, baseboards, and was gone, you know. Mm-hmm. So stuff like that we don't mind taking.
Okay. Do you offer any warranties on the projects that you do?
So everything. I don't care if it's as simple as putting a screen in the window. We warranty everything for a year. So through us, you have a one-year warranty. But then most of our flooring through the factories have different warranties depending on the flooring you're purchasing through the factory.
Okay. We have a wonderful website in terms of all the different services that you offer, the floor and tile services, flooring products, property improvements, renovation, remodeling. So you do a little bit of everything.
So we do. We do pretty much everything as far as interior, exterior remodeling and flooring. And you can look us up on our website at jonathansflooring.com. You can stop by our showroom at 9320 North Palafox Street, or just give us a call, 850-332-5905.
And I know that every time we talk anyway, I always kind of bring this up too, that, you know, you can do marble counters or you can do quartz counters and that kind of stuff as well. And you can do the kitchen area.
Right, we do. So we do full kitchen remodels. In fact, we have a crew that does nothing but kitchen and bathroom remodels. So those are some of the items, right? Like we'll come in there, we'll gut it, we're going to do your cabinets, your flooring, your sheetrock paint trim, and then your countertops we sub out. And we have a couple different companies that we use to get hard surface countertops from. But it kind of gives you a good selection. And then we're always open to our customers too. Like we'll have a customer say, hey, you know, I've used this countertop company before, I really want to use them again. And we're not opposed to that. We can work with pretty much anybody, so we're usually okay with that.
We have about a minute left. I think I heard you talking to Meg one time about financing, like you help people with financing the projects as well.
We do. So we have financing through our invoicing program. So if you look at the bottom of our estimate, every estimate we send out, there's a button that says get financed, and you just click on it. It's a very easy application. Most of the time I hear very good things about it. I haven't actually ever tried to get it myself, but most all my customers that I sell jobs to, I always hear good things. So I think it's pretty easy to get.
Yeah.
But I'd never tell people the terms because it really varies customer to customer based off them, right? But they always are offering different promotions and things like that. So it's a pretty good program to look into.
Okay. One more time for people to get a hold of you, contact you. How do they do that?
Right. So you can give us a call at 850-332-5905. You can look us up at jonathansflooring.com or stop by our showroom at 9320 North Halifax Street.
All right. Thanks for being here today.
All right. Thanks.
Great.